I want to reiterate what my colleague, Mr. Tarantino said. I know as a district we needed a bond 4 years ago to fix all the schools that needed fixing. But as we were here, as we started, I know staff wasn't ready, and we wanted to make sure the public was on board with us. Okay, so I know I was one of those that said, no, let's stop, let's wait, let's make sure that we're transparent about this bond, because we truly want it for our students. I taught at a school for 10 years without air conditioning, and it's tough. It is tough. It's hard. It's hard for the kids. It's hard for the teachers. So I appreciate the staff working hard and getting HVAC for all the students and all the classrooms. So I think we have shown as a board that we are open to public comment, and we are open to listening to see what's going on with our students and with all the facilities. So we want to make sure that these facilities are up and running, and they deserve, all our kids deserve good facilities. These kids are our future, and if we don't give them what they need now, then it's going to be worse off for all of us in the future. So I want to thank the board, the staff, the CBOC for putting our feet to the fire and always being there. I know it's been crazy at times, but I think we all need that, and we all know that the direction that we're all headed is the same one. It's for our students, and thank you guys for all the work that you guys do.
Thank you. Anybody else?
Yes.
Mr. Pike?
Yes, I just wanted to thank the staff. I know you guys have been working on this for like 2 years, and I can look around the room, and when I first sat here, there's completely different faces out there now. And that's part of the area that Dr. Janney adjusted this district, because we needed it. Now we have new faces, we have new people, we have people that are dedicated to accomplishing the things that I think the staff, people, everybody wants. I see the changes from the air conditioning to the new football field at Hilltop. Thank you very much. But all of it, it's just a process, and each school is getting its turn, and that's, I think, what we wanted, equity within the schools. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mr. Segura?
Yeah, so I'm just going to make a statement. In the spirit of my continued efforts in putting students first and to ensure total focus remains on the students, I'm not going to weigh in on this resolution. I'll be abstaining from the vote.
Thank you, Mr. Segura. We appreciate your stand on that. Thank you. I also would like to say that I'm very thankful for the leadership of this district. First of all, for the people that have been in the district way before, for years, have always been doing the right thing by students, regardless of the leadership at that time, but have really been steadfast on the side of students and public education. I'm very thankful for our superintendent, but I'm especially thankful for our board. We are very like-minded in putting students first. It's really not about us. I think if you're hearing people say that, it's like a record that skips, and it won't get off that skip. It just keeps repeating. It's really, and that's likely because they were very hurt in the past. And we've done everything we can. We go out and we meet with people, and we're at the schools, and we're listening to the public, and we go to the CBOC meetings when we can. I mean, we're trying to really be a part of the change that will bring equity and excellence across the district, because many felt it wasn't that way before. But we also stood witnesses to the fact it wasn't that way before. So I want to thank this administration, Dr. Aguirre, who has worked extremely hard. His staff are excellent at what they do. They have, I mean, the fact that we requested, and they did, a full audit and accountability on the CFD funds, that was extremely laborious. It took months, actually more than a year. That was something no other board or district has ever done, I'm sure. And we did it. They followed it. They followed it through with excellence and clarity and set up it. It was the guiding light for making a lot of changes on accountability. We have very much created transparency on what's going on in the district, inclusion in our decision making, because we are all better together. Right, Dr. Kennedy? And I value each one of our public members, our staff that is way beyond excellent, and those that would stand up and say, yeah, it's different, and repeat that conversation about what's right with Sweetwater, because many things have changed and we are extremely different from the past. So I'm thankful for that. I also think that this is very much needed in order to do the continued work that needs to be done. Because as you all know, in your neighborhoods, schools need a lot of work. And they need to be maintained, and some of them need to be built. But without funding, none of it can happen. And I think that we've demonstrated our ability to be good stewards over the funding and what happens within the district. We're providing labor, we've got labor that is really doing good work, not shoddy work, when they do the work in our schools. That's been demonstrated. We couldn't say that about it when we first came on board. And I don't mean that we have charge over the labor. What I'm saying is that the leadership is ensuring that we have standards that are met, and those standards are being met. And so for the safety and health of our students, we know that we need to have some of the very things that are mentioned in the project list, you know, to be security systems for our schools, to make our schools 21st century learning centers. And not every school has that kind of infrastructure and is in sore need of it, because every student should feel good about going to school and feel that they are safe and that they're provided the same opportunities, no matter their zip code. I've heard that say before. So I want to thank the staff. I want to thank Dr. McGeary and your work. And I want to thank this board for making sure we do listen. And no matter what you hear, we really do listen, and we haven't, you know, we haven't created a new anything new in these resolutions. We already do all those things that are talked about. We already have a CBOC that we listen to, and it is very active, and we already have a process and have been utilizing that process every year to name the board or the members of that bond oversight committee. So these are good things to include on this board item, and I'm in support of it. So I think clearly we are doing well. So let's call for the vote. Do I have a motion to approve item C1?
Move to approve C1.
I have a motion by Solis and a second by Pike. Would you call for the vote, please?
Solis?
Yes.
Segura?
Abstain.
Pike?
Yes.
Hall?
Yes.
Tarantino?
Yes.
Motion passes 4-1 abstention.